Tammy Monroe is the Public Education and Outreach Director with the Resource Center for Suicide Prevention based in Grand Prairie, and she joins us on the line today. Tammy, thank you very much for joining us. It has been passed in the House of Commons. The introduction of 988 is a new hotline that will be in use at the end of November. Please, comment on the fact that 988 is now introduced.
We are very excited to hear about it. It is something that has been a long time coming and definitely overdue. We recognize that it will definitely help reduce that barrier for people who are accessing mental health supports or who are in crisis, because they only have to remember three numbers instead of 10.
How much do you think this hotline number is needed, especially up in remote areas of the province?
I think it's very needed, and again, it's mostly about that reducing barriers and increasing that access. When people are in crisis, it's very hard to remember a number that's really long or to look it up or to even think about where to go. But with a new number that's easy to remember, it'll be a lot easier for people to access it, and hopefully we'll see an increase in people who are utilizing the service.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Tammy. How much do you think this will help to get people to talk?
I think it'll help a lot. There's a bit of anonymity to it, but it's also a local resource. So when you call in, it'll direct you to your nearest crisis center or mental health helpline, anything like that, based on what it is that you need at that time. So it's more tailored and easier to access those resources that people actually can use rather than kind of going through those strings or back and forth between different providers.
How much red tape will this eliminate? Because I'm not sure which will need to be done first, either calling 988 or calling the initial resource center that's in your neighborhood. How much red tape will eliminate that?
I think it'll eliminate a lot of red tape. It's going to work very similar to 911. So when you call 911, you're connected to your closest dispatch center, and that's how 988 will work as well. So you'll call in, and it'll connect you to your nearest crisis support service, mental health support service, and you'll be talking to trained mental health professionals as well, so they can help either do an intervention or help you access resources that you might need.
As far as the resource center is concerned, Tammy, when 988 is up and running, what do you think will be the next step for the center when this starts going?
It definitely will help us provide supports to the people who contact us who are in crisis. We're not a crisis center, so typically what we do is help them access those other supports. This will give us a lot easier transition, as well as make it easier for people to know those numbers rather than using us as that middleman.
It's a simple step, three numbers, and you said it, three numbers instead of 10. How easy is that?
It's very easy, thankfully.
Tammy Monroe is a Public Education and Outreach Director with the Resource Center for Suicide Prevention in Grand Prairie. Tammy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.